Welcome to another episode of Wild Wellbeing. My name is Robin Harford. So again, to just to cover what is going to be coming down the pipe starting January 2022, Wild Wellbeing is a collection of short audio essays that I plan to publish Monday to Friday. Each essay explores how nature can heal your life as it did mine. You see, for over 20 years, I was a drug and alcohol addict. I excelled at addiction, and I went the usual route and lost everything. My wife divorced me, my daughter refused to see me, finally close friends gave up and asked me not to visit them, and eventually I lost my house, my business, and all my money. And I ended up homeless, broken, and broke. So I did what I had done as a child when hiding from brutal, violent adults. I sought sanctuary in wild places. The more than human world I could trust. Humans, however, were a very different kettle of fish. Alone, isolated and lost, by some strange turn of events, I found myself in a Buddhist recovery community in Thailand. Decades earlier, at the age of 26, I had trained to be a priest in the liberal Catholic Church. My bishop was a profound mystic, and we studied the old medieval contemplatives like Hildegard of Bingen, Meister Eckhart, and other Rhineland mystics. I never completed my priestly training. As much as I love my bishop and church friends, I found the institution stifling and woke up one day to find I'd lost my faith. So I left the church and I've never returned. Well-being, as I teach it, incorporates many of the nature-based contemplative practices I have used for over 30 years, both in and out of addiction. Even when I was high as a kite, these practices help me through some of my darkest times, and I use them daily as part of my self-care routine. For me, self-care practices need to be easy to do. They can't take very long, and more importantly, they need to be gentle and effective. And finally, they need to support me in being kind to myself. So that's what I'll be sharing with you in these essays. I hope you find them helpful in your life. See you in the next show.